Welcome to How to Live Cancer-Free with Bill Henderson, best-selling author of three books on healing cancer successfully. Now, here's Bill Henderson.
Well, hello, folks. It's Bill Henderson again with How to Live Cancer-Free, where we try each week on webtalkradio.net to bring you information that will help you heal your cancer if you have it, or avoid it if you don't. And we certainly have that kind of information for you today. Those of you who are not aware of who I am, you may be listening to this for the first time, and if you are, welcome. We're delighted to have you. You might want to take a look at my website, which will give you a lot of information about who I am and what I believe about cancer. The website is beating, B-E-A-T-I-N-G, hyphen, cancer, hyphen, G-E-N-T-L-Y, gently.com, beatingcancergently.com with hyphens between the words. That will get you a lot of information that I've compiled. There is a book available that was last updated in November of 2008, not quite 2 years ago. It's pretty current, but at the website you'll find 2 years worth of newsletters that I write every month for a free subscription. You can subscribe to it if you like. But you can read the last 2 years of newsletters there, and it essentially updates the information in my book. It gives you examples of people's recovery and how they did it, and all kinds of information about interesting subjects having to do with healing cancer naturally. There's also a portion of the website called The Short Course, which is about six articles that I've written. Take you 2 or 3 minutes each to read them. It doesn't take very long. I would read those first if I were you, if you haven't done so already. It'll give you a good idea of why I feel the way I do about cancer and how it needs to be treated and overcome. There is information there on a coaching service that I do. If you've read my book and you think you need coaching on the telephone, I'll certainly be glad to help you with that. And I do that every day for cancer patients, and I've helped about 3,000 plus people all over the world in 58 different countries to heal their cancer by helping them on the telephone. And this is a service that I do, and I'm delighted to do it. I feel more fulfilled doing this than I have by anything else I've done in my life. I'll be 79 pretty soon, and believe me, I've done a lot of things in my life, but this is the best by far. Well, I want to talk today about a timely cancer in the news item, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. October each year is declared by the American Cancer Society to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And of course, there are lots of activities where they try to raise money, and they're fairly successful at that because apparently there are lots of folks that believe their hype and participate in the race for the cure and all kinds of other pink events. Well, I want you to think twice before you do that. And about all you need to do, if you want to learn some of the truth about this, is type into Google any time that you like. Just get on there and type in American Cancer Society fraud, F-R-A-U-D, fraud. And you'll get lots of websites who talk about the American Cancer Society and how ridiculous it is. But one of them is a website called educate-yourself.org, educateyourself.org with a hyphen between the words. This website is run by a gentleman named Ken Adachi, and I want to read you some of what Ken says because it'll kind of give you an idea of how I feel about the Breast Cancer Awareness Month and the American Cancer Society itself. Here's what Ken says. I wrote about the American Cancer Society and their phony cancer fundraisers a few years ago. The ACS was founded by the Rockefellers to steer people away from true cancer cures and to raise money for their phony research, in quotes, projects. It's been a scam from its inception, and they suck in millions of gullible and unknowing dupes to do their bidding for them, who then send money to them that is wasted on busy research projects that go nowhere. I also heard Gary Null do a very lengthy expose of the American Cancer Society on his radio program aired over KPFK radio with Roy Tuckman. A 100% cure for all forms of cancer was demonstrated in the mid-1930s by Dr. Royal Raymond Rife. Some of you may recall a couple of weeks ago, Ron Strauss and I talking about the Rife machine, the GB4000, etc., that he has a lot of experience with. We talked about that 2 weeks ago on this show, and this is what Adachi's talking about. He says, his work and his reputation were utterly destroyed by established medicine, Rockefellers and the drug cartels, and their lackeys in the guise of one Morris Fishbein of the American Medical Association, and indeed the efforts of the Rockefeller American Cancer Society, which helped in no small measure to debunk Rife's incredible work and discoveries. Well, anyone who contributes to or helps the ACS in any capacity is simply an uninformed boob who is assisting his executioners to prepare his own coffin. That's what Ken Adachi says. I pretty much agree with Ken. I think that may be a little extreme, but what he's trying to tell you is wake up, folks. The American Cancer Society has been shown to be the most corrupt nonprofit organization, so-called, that there is. They actually collect about $6 million a year in donations. They have a $1 billion fund, and they spend 16% of their income helping cancer patients. The other 84% is spent on administrative expenses and research. The research is all done in conjunction with drug companies of pharmaceutical drugs to treat supposedly all kinds of cancer, which don't work. And, of course, never will, because they are completely the opposite of what you need to do to heal yourself of cancer. You need to change the physiology of your body, not destroy it with drugs.